With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department is releasing many more records from its investigative files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said the department was releasing more than 3 million pages of documents in the latest Epstein disclosure, plus thousands of videos and images. Blanche explained why the Justice Department missed the December deadline to release all of the files.
The act had multiple requirements. Get it done in 30 days, and you better not release any victim information.
Blanche said the department carried out a comprehensive review to ensure transparency to the American people and compliance with the law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Blanche says the DOJ is also opening a federal civil rights investigation into the shooting death of Alex Pretti in Minneapolis during an anti-ICE demonstration.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened. And that's like any investigation that the Department of Justice and the FBI does every day. It means we're looking at videos, talking to witnesses, trying to understand what happened.
Another winter storm expected to hit from eastern Tennessee into northeast Georgia, central to northern South Carolina, and most of North Carolina.
Across those areas, we do expect at least 6 inches, with some totals in excess of 8 to 12 inches, just along the eastern coast of North Carolina.
As National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec, he says even Florida may see a rare frost and maybe a few snow flurries.
Cold temperatures are definitely getting down into Florida, especially as we move on into the weekend. Saturday will be a okay day, but as we go into Sunday morning and then especially Monday morning, the low temperatures across much of the peninsula are going to be in the low to mid-20s as you get away from the coast.
And many people said to be at risk of hypothermia. This is SRN News. A growing problem in Turkey, as Michael Harrington reports.
The country is ranked number 41 on this year's World Watch list, a ranking by Open Doors U.S. of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. 41 isn't bad compared to all the countries that rank higher, but none of those nations are members of NATO. The U.S. is bound to come to the aid of Turkey in time of war and cooperate with it in other ways, even as the government in Ankara closes churches and generally restricts the religious freedom of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a report by political scientist Ali Marie Tripp of the University of Wisconsin, there are a number of reasons why the government of Nigeria has failed to stop the violent persecution of Christians by Muslims in the north. She says the failure is, quote, the result of a confluence of factors, including corruption in the security sector, negligence, and the difficulty of targeting groups that employ guerrilla tactics. This is SRN News. New hope for those in need of vital organ transplants. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that there are some new proposals that would help to facilitate the process, meaning more patients could get the help they need.
New rules aim to increase the use of less than perfect organs while strengthening oversight of OPOs, which are groups that retrieve organs from deceased donors. Donations from the deceased dropped last year for the first time in over a decade after some rare but scary reports of patients being prepared for organ retrieval despite showing signs of life, prompting thousands of people to remove their names from donor lists last year. More than 100,000 people are on the U.S. transplant list. Many transplant centers currently do not accept medically complex donated organs, even when medical criteria suggest they'd be a good match for a patient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.